Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm the host of the Pastor Brian Podcast. During season one of the Pastor Brian Podcast, we'll be learning about prayer, and we are going to learn by participating in prayer together. This podcast is set up to use in a variety of ways and settings. You can use this podcast to pray as a family with a speaker in the middle of your table, in your car stereo during your lunch break, or with earpods before you go to bed at night. So let's begin, because I look forward to praying with you. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. Welcome to the month of May. On this first day of May, we continue to celebrate Easter. Easter is a season that lasts for 50 days and celebrates the resurrection and salvation of Jesus Christ and his ministry on earth immediately following his resurrection. Let us begin with a prayer written from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer, which celebrates the traditional readings of this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. O God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who, with you in the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. Again, our psalm on this Friday is from the 23rd Psalm. It will be in the King James translation of the Bible. We will begin with the refrain, then we will end with the refrain again. Let's sing the scripture together.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down. Shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
We have a special guest today in our reader, Dr. Matthew Schlemm. Our scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 16 through 22. Dr. Schlemm will be reading from his own translation from the Hebrew text.
Go, and gather the elders of Israel. Say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, appeared to me, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I have certainly seen you and the things done to you in Egypt. So I said, I will bring you up from the hard, narrow place of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, to the land gushing milk and honey. They will obey your voice. You and the elders of Israel, you will come to the king of Egypt. You will say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, is appearing over us. Now let us walk 3 days in the desert so we can sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I myself know that the king of Egypt will not give you permission to walk, not with a heavy hand. So I will send my hand, and I will strike down Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the middle of that place. After that, he will send you out. And I will give this people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. It will happen when you go, you will not go empty-handed. Each woman will ask from her neighbor and from the immigrant in her house for articles of silver and articles of gold, as well as garments. You will set them on your sons and on your daughters. Thus you will save Egypt. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. It is called a litany. I will lead you into a topic of prayer, then allow a short time of silence for the Holy Spirit to lead you in how to pray. At the end of that time, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and then you will respond, hear our prayer. We will then move on to the next topic of prayer. If you need more time, or if you are doing this as a family and want time for everyone to go around the table to name concerns, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start again. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are indeed our good shepherd. You lead us into lands of promise and goodness, even when we least expect it. Thus we pray, and thank you for the food you have given us today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our sins, which have hurt others, we ask for forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all medical professionals around the world as they help coordinate the response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who no longer feel they can pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those without face masks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we follow your voice, O Lord, even into the lands and places we fear. But remind us of Moses, how you went with him into Egypt and did many wonders. So we will go confidently with you, expectantly looking for your mighty hand of salvation. Amen. I want to give a special thanks to Dr. Matthew Schlemm. Matt is a pastor and professor of Old Testament at the University of Dubuque Theological Seminary. He's the author of several books, including 70 Hebrew Words Every Christian Should Know. Learn more about him at MatthewSchlemm.com. That is Matthew, then spelled SCHLIMM.com. I will also put the info in the show notes. Matt is one of the many reasons I tell people to nourish and grow those friendships in college and seminary, because just like Matt, they will continue to bless you the rest of your life. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together next week I'll look forward to praying with you.